This is the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve. Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. So, Greg, you and I have had conversations about people who they live their life very frugally. They save their money. They get it ready for retirement. They don't spend. They didn't buy a car every 4 years. They bought a car every 10 years. They don't have a second house or a boat someplace and all these different things. They want to do those things in their retirement. They've made the sacrifices. Then they get to retirement and they can't bring themselves to spend. They are completely out of the habit. That's just not a part of their DNA. So you got a list here for me. Four telltale signs you're being too cheap in retirement. Talk to me about it.
I know it hurts, right? Are you being cheap? If you're listening right now, there are four ways to identify this, and I'm going to rattle them off and then kind of go through them. One, you're very, very healthy. I'm going to explain to you what that means. Two, you don't have a spending plan. Three, you're adhering to some arbitrary thing like the 4% rule as if it's the only way to live and enjoy your retirement. And four, you're waiting way too long or maybe not touching your IRA, 401k, or Roth accounts. These are the ways that we can quickly identify. You're like, shoot, all four of those apply to me. Am I being cheap? The answer is probably yes. You're being too cheap with yourself, though. This is one of the things where you're not going out and you're not being cheap in terms of helping other people. You're being cheap in terms of your own life satisfaction. And, you know, when you're on your deathbed, ask yourself, do you want to stare at a bunch of zeros or do you want to reflect on a bunch of memories? Mm-hmm. And I think that is the way I can try to center folks into not being cheap. When you think about those four items, you're healthy. You know, most people don't realize when you're healthy, you're going to be doing the most. So if you're in your prime healthy years, you're in obviously your 60s, even in your 70s, and you're still very active, this is the time where you spend all your money. People don't realize the spending curve in retirement goes down the older you get, because once you get to retirement, a lot of times you do the things you want to do. You kind of go out and enjoy. You buy the car, you buy the RV, you buy the place in Florida. You go out or you go, you start doing a couple traveling, and then it slows down. So you want to, it usually slows down in coordination with your health. So we want to make sure that if you're in your prime healthy years in retirement and you're not spending money, you should be asking yourself why. Two, you don't have a spending plan. Most people don't spend because they're just blindly relying on their financial advisor. That is a mistake, because your financial advisor has a conflict of interest with your retirement. If you spend your money, they take a pay cut. There's no argument. It's impossible to argue. If they're charging you 1%, which they probably are, or 1.5% or 1.25, whatever the case may be, Eddie, Merrill, Morgan, Ray, all of them, Fisher, they all charge the same way. They're charging you a percentage of the zeros in your account. And if you spend them, they take a pay cut. They probably haven't got around to getting you a spending plan. Hmm. And that's why. And if you have something like the income tent that empowers you to say, listen, I can spend a lot more than I thought, because my money's not at risk and I don't have to worry about going backwards. This will give you an idea to then start spending. If you know you can spend X dollars a year, if I have $100,000 to spend, you'll spend it. And it'll be fun. You and your wife and your kids and your family will start having more fun with your retirement. You've worked your whole life. Break your piggy bank. You own it. That's number two. Number three, the 4% gospel. You can only spend 4% of, you know, you can only, you know, some people only spend their interest, or they only can spend 4% of their earnings or their investment. You can only do this. Well, first of all, how does that apply to everybody if everybody's account sizes are different? You know, everyone's life's different. Like, this is the most ridiculous thing made up by a financial advisor to ensure that you're too scared to spend any of your money, especially when you think about the amount of money you don't spend or leave on the table or that go on to the next generation. These type of, you know, calculators, income calculators, you know, financial advisor, you know, income calculators are all built to scare you and are uber conservative. When it comes to your life savings, you've got to retirement without someone babysitting you and saying, only spend 4%. No, you actually lived your whole life and got there and got all that money. You know how to budget. You know what feels like too much. And our income tent pushes you over that edge to empower you to spend more of your money. So if you don't have a, you know, obviously, if you're blindly following one of these percentages, ask yourself why and what your accounts are doing. They're probably growing, is my guess in a lot of circumstances. And the fourth is you're waiting to spend your largest asset, your IRA or 401k, where it's like, you know, I was going to go to Florida, but we're going to wait till 73 to break into our IRAs because that's what our financial advisor told us, because that's when obviously we have to. That makes zero sense. That is your largest financial asset. Make sure you crack into it using it, you know, obviously methodically. That's why we build a tax map for every client, showing you when and how much to take out of your IRA. So over the course of retirement, you can actually take it out piece by piece by piece, getting out the lowest tax matters and ensuring that you are, you know, most of it is a tax play, but there's also a huge component. It's a spending life play. You're getting to have more fun with your money. It's not just about taxes. It's about you. So again, obviously the big four ways that if you're really healthy, obviously you don't have a spending plan, you're adhering to something like the 4% rule, or you haven't touched your IRA or 401k, you're probably being a little too cheap in retirement. Go have some more fun. Hopefully, you know, talk to a financial advisor or a retirement planner that understands that you're supposed to actually enjoy your money in retirement versus just building a bunch of accounts so that they can get more fees, right, Randy? That's the key to retirement, is not building your financial advisor's retirement plan, but your own.
Good point. You know, you think about it right now, how much you squeeze into a three-day weekend, and you do all the planning and you get out the door by Friday afternoon, and then you're back on Sunday afternoon and you're exhausted at the end. And, you know, in retirement, you can have a four-day weekend, a five-day weekend, and just take it easy and go out there and enjoy. You know, we think about all the things that we do on a Saturday and how we spend money. Now you can sit there in retirement, do it on your own time, and enjoy it. If you want to redo a bathroom or build a deck or a pool, whatever you want to do in retirement, that's the time for it. We're going to spend some money. Let's have the money there, and to have an income tent, to know that the money is there, is so vitally important. Give us a call. Give us a look on our website. GetYourRoadmap.com is our website. Or give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. And all of this, of course, is in Greg's book, Fire Your Financial Advisor. We've got a website, FireYourFinancialAdvisor.com.
Thanks for listening to the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ayler. To get your complimentary roadmap for retirement, call 855-546-2074. That's 855-546-2074. Or go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ayler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ayler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ayler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claim paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.